Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 16th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Microsoft has created a new Windows app for accessing its operating system on iPhones, iPads, Macs, Windows PCs, and web browsers, but interestingly, not yet for Android. The app essentially takes the previous Windows 365 app and turns it into a central hub for streaming a copy of Windows from a remote PC, Azure Virtual Desktop, Windows 365, Microsoft DevBox, and Microsoft's remote desktop services. The Windows app is currently limited to Microsoft's business accounts, but support for personal accounts may be in the works. Microsoft appears to want to move Windows fully to the cloud on the consumer side, and the Windows app may set the stage for them to do so. Meta's new social media network Threads has started testing the ability to tag topics on Threads to categorize posts by interest or theme. Although users will use the pound sign, aka the hashtag symbol, to enable the feature, the pound sign will not be shown in the thread. Instead, clickable links will be shown. The tagging features will first be tested in Australia, with more countries able to test soon. In a statement to TechCrunch, Samsung has admitted that customer data has been accessed by hackers in a data breach that lasted for a year. Samsung was only recently alerted to a security incident that resulted in contact information of some of Samsung's UK eStore customers being unlawfully obtained between July 1st of 2019 and June 30th of 2020. Samsung told affected customers that hackers may have accessed their names, phone numbers, postal addresses, and email addresses, but no financial data such as bank or credit card information or customer passwords were impacted. In other hacking news, TruePill, a digital health startup that provides pharmacy fulfillment services to healthcare organizations, has confirmed that hackers accessed the personal data of more than 2.3 million patients between August 30th and September 1st. Sensitive customer information, including patient names, unspecified demographic information, medication type, and the name of the patient's prescribing physician, had been accessed. At the Aspen Security Summit in New York this week, Google rolled out its latest version of its Titan security key, its FIDO U2F two-factor security keys, which are now compatible with Passkey. The Titan security key comes in two variants. Both the $35 USB-C option and the $30 USB-A option are available in the Google Store. Both variants have NFC to connect with phones and other mobile devices. In a post on X, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk denied a report that the company was discussing an IPO of Starlink, its satellite business, as soon as 2024. Musk has previously said that he intended to list Starlink when the revenue growth and cash flow became smooth and predictable, and earlier this month said that Starlink had achieved cash flow breakeven. Justice Palmer, founder and CEO of Fortuna Investment, says Musk may take Starlink public in 2025 or 2026. After launching back in February of this year, Microsoft is rebranding Bing Chat, its ChatGPT-like interface integrated into Bing Search, to Copilot in an effort to better compete with ChatGPT. Microsoft is now pitching Copilot as the free version of its AI chatbot, with Copilot from Microsoft 365 as the paid option. The free version of the Copilot will still be accessible in Bing and Windows, but will also have its own dedicated domain over at copilot.microsoft.com. On stage at Microsoft Ignite this week, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says that generative AI is the single most significant platform transition in computing history. In the last 40 years, nothing has been this big. It's bigger than PC, it's bigger than mobile, and it's going to be bigger than the internet by far. When it revealed its Q2 earnings earlier this year, NVIDIA said that it made $6 billion in pure profit thanks to the AI boom. Key 2, the new MagSafe-like wireless charging standard, should be here just in time for the holidays. The Wireless Power Consortium announced today that its first Key version 2.0 devices are nearly through the certification process, and more than 100 more are either in certification testing or waiting in line. The iPhone 15 lineup will be the first Key 2 certified phones. And finally, for the first time in a long time, Instagram gets new filters, over 25 of them. It's also testing the ability to create stickers from your own photos and videos, and Reels is testing the ability to scale, crop, and rotate individual clips, and it'll soon be adding undo and redo buttons. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.